excited to be brewing solutions with the best. This brew has been brought to you by Think Ag Group, Dealership Toolkit, ExoGloss, and NextSale App. Let's brew!
Gosh, I don't know, man. He's kind of new.
He's on a different level, man.
Unbelievable. I mean, when you're talking about coach, that is it. Like, that's like, I think every program in the country would take him on at any moment. You know, like, hey, they just can't afford him. Not all of them. But he's worth every penny. There's no doubt. He brings so much to a program. He brings players. He brings intensity. He brings a process. And that process is unfathomable. I mean, people come in when they get into that process. Not only does the team win, but those players, they all go off and they do amazing stuff, not just in football, but in life.
Right.
He's a life coach. He helps these young men cultivate to become people in the community that will help the community, that will make the community better wherever they go. You see these players go to these, if they even play NFL. Like, he puts people out in the community that we may not hear because they're not NFL players, but they go out and they do big things. They got an education now. They went to one of the greatest schools in the country. They get to go out. They also have mixed, you know, blessing. You know, and that right there alone is a big deal. So, no, I love it, man. We got some people jumping in. We got so many people just commenting. Yes. I haven't had a chance
Speaking
to talk about Stacy. She's saying it's the bus. You got Mike Larkin talking some stuff up in here. Referrals are the best. Ask for three for every sale. That's my muscle memory. High school football coach used to say, "How good do you want to be?" That's facts. Good morning, says Alex. And then we got somebody. I'm not sure who it is, folks. He says, "Yo, yo." I know you're going to like this. "Yo, yo, roll tide, roll." So, yes, roll tide, row. I know that he has a couple. Well, he at least has one Alabama fan. Logan.
Yes, Logan. Yes,
he's Logan. Somebody I've known since he's a baby.
Make sure that he gets into the cafe today. But he's a legacy salesman as well.
Yep.
Right. So his father joined up with us, got trained up by us, still works with us on a daily basis. We get to see his son grow, graduate, start off in detail, then say, "Hey, this is," you know, he's seeing some of the people that come to say, "Hey, I need this cleaned up." And he's like, "If they can do this, I can do this."
Right.
And so he steps up and he becomes an incredible servant and such an honor to watch him become who it is that he is. But he spent that time just like you, discovering himself, trying to figure out, what is it that I do like? What is it that I don't like? What is my persona? How do I fit inside of this niche? And I mean, trying to tie a lot of that together to go into this. But we talked about process. We talked about the up bus. When you're a vendor, guess what everybody thinks is going to happen when they spend some money with you? That the up bus is going to find your palace. It's going to find your dealership. You are the guy that's getting the up bus to me. And that pressure gets put on to so many vendors where they forget to say to the dealer or to who it is that they're on the mission with, "Hey, what is it that you're actually trying to accomplish and where are you trying to go? Because based off of where you're really trying to aim is the only way that I can accomplish what is supposed to get accomplished here." And people that pay a little bit much for a cup of coffee take coffee seriously. They take that seriously. Just like a establishment that brews it. You can have the best furniture. You can have the best equipment. You can have the best water source. You can have the absolute best of everything. The best flow, the best look, the best graphics, all of those things to have your coffee shop looking good. But if you don't get the right beans, if you don't get the right quality product inside of that entirely cool, awesome process you have, you're not going to have people coming that are wanting something good and coming back again because you're going to realize that that's not good enough. Just because it all looks good, there has to be some true substance to it.
Always.
And there's always a price to pay for that substance, which is why people will spend extra money on their coffee by going to a Starbucks or going to another nice coffee shop, right? You're going to do that because a good cup of coffee is worth it. But speaking of Starbucks, right? Cheers. I know would you get that Starbucks. Hey, cheers.
Cheers to you, my friend. Man, I'm so glad you're here this morning, Blake. You know, we've been, you know, I'm getting to know you. I've met you through the think tank and some things like that, but we've always kind of connected. And And I'm, you know, like I mentioned earlier, you know, you got me into that 22 push-up challenge.
Yes.
And I really appreciate you getting me involved in that because that was a big deal to us, man. I'm a veteran. He's a veteran.
Thank you for your service, my friend.
Appreciate you, man. I appreciate you for doing the push-up challenge and inspiring me to do it. And as crazy as it sounds, like I remember when I started, people were like, why are you doing it? It's just push-ups. I was like, well, it's because it brings awareness. And believe it or not, it reached a lot more than you think. It reached a whole lot of people. It's like, it's just doing push-ups. I was like, well, listen, it reaches. And if you get, and if you challenge somebody every day, even if only like five people, even if only one person did the challenge that you challenge, that's them doing it 22 times. That's them talking about it every single day for 22 days. That's them talking about what's going on with veterans. What's sad about what's going on with veterans. You know, it's unfortunate that that's happening. Veterans, they need to have more love thrown at them. They, you know, don't get me wrong. It's a job. They went out and they did it. They didn't get drafted to do it. But folks, if you've ever served and if you've ever been anywhere overseas and you had to see the things that these guys and gals have been through, you would understand what they're going through and why they think the way they think and the way they feel. They're young people who get influenced majorly. You got to think a lot of these kids, they're kids, 18 years old, joining the military, getting handed an M16 or M4, excuse me, handing an M4 and say, hey, we're going to train you. Don't get me, they train them, but then we're going to send you out to the world and we're going to put you somewhere that you've never seen that is a war zone. You're going to see people and kids. You're going to see stuff that you just can't believe is happening. It's going to change you. And you're going to do all this stuff for basically minimum wage, right? That's basically how they get paid, you know, especially when you're not an NCO, when you're lower rank, E4, lower, E5 even, you know, but you're getting paid low. And don't get me wrong, they don't do it for the money. They're doing it because they have pride for their country. But once again, they go there and then this happens. Folks, none of us can explain. Some people come back unscathed. They're fine. But a majority of them come back and there's some kind of PTSD going on. I don't mean to go into a tangent about it, but I want to bring it up one more time just for a moment. It's just talk about these veterans. Folks, if you're out there and you care, go out there and figure out a way to support. If you know veterans, make sure you reach out to them. Let them know you care. Let them know you're always got a shoulder for them to cry on or a ear for them to listen to speak into, I should say. And that's all they need. They need somebody to hear their story, somebody to sympathize for them. It's hard to empathize. It's hard to put yourself in those shoes because none of us, unless you've been there, you don't know what that's like. I promise you, you don't have any idea what they've been through. And it's, you know, I know people and I hate, you know, I know people who've been in situations where they're the only ones who came back from that situation. Imagine that. Imagine being all your best friends, everybody that you come up with, your hoorah, your battle buddies, you're all together and you're the only one who came back. That is hard. It's hard to believe. And then you're questioning yourself, why am I the one? That's unfair for them, you know, and understand that once again, they are mostly young people that are going through this, people who just started their lives and that this is their first reaction in human, in real interaction in life is go out there and this happens. Now they come back and man, it's tough. It's tough for them to readjust to the real world. So support your veterans, folks. I'm not going to get too much more into it, veterans.
I'll spend as much time as possible making sure that we raise awareness for who it is that actually puts themselves in front of us.
Yes.
To protect us. Yes. And we honor them. And I want to tie all of that together with understanding the price that is paid to accomplish greatness, right? We have freedom because people put their life on the line for it. We have the ability to do incredible things because people put the price beneath what they were willing to sacrifice. They laid themselves out. The word says, no greater love can a man have than if he lays his life down for his brother. And we do that for ourselves daily. We figure out how to do that on a team. We figure out how to do that in dealership culture, in business culture, in all of our relationships, right? Inside of a family.
Yep.
And all of these things, like I said, they come at a price. They come at an expense. And for the greater rewards are going to be a deeper expense. And all of the people that are joining us right now and all these solutionaries are some seriously quality people to be brewing with. And I want you all to know that we see that your success comes at a price and we get it. We celebrate that you can get past that. That's why we have Blake on here. He shows us that every day you can get past that challenge with a smile, with a word of encouragement for somebody else, because somebody else is facing the same challenge that you may be facing, or somebody else has already been through it. That's why it's important to have mentors that can say exactly what it is you're stressing and losing your mind over. Mm-hmm. Chill out, soldier. You're going to be okay. Calm down. You know what I mean? And so I say that to say, what would be the greatest or the hardest lesson that you've learned that cost you somewhat the most? What was the most costly lesson that you've had inside of this shift that you've had from going to being a legacy dealer to being who it is that you are today, that actually has your tentacles tapped into many different things in the automotive industry? You know what I mean? You've exploded outside of the box, like our friends at Dealership Toolkit, right? You have exploded into the market to help bring improvement. What's been the most costly lesson in that experience to you?
So you're asking me, right?
Yes.
I think you know, just you know, when you do something new, you know, the most costly experience is you know, not having. It's just like any organization, you know, when you put the wrong people in the wrong roles sometimes, and like Dave Anderson says, you train, transfer, you terminate, right? And I think, you know, one of the things I've learned in the last 90 days is I've kind of rolled up my sleeves, and you have to inspect what you expect sometimes.
That's exactly right.
And get under the hood and take a look at what's going on. When you sell somebody something and it's not getting executed correctly, and you're trying to grow a company, that's you know, not having those key personnel executing what you're selling, and so you can deliver the promise, that can be very costly.
I mean, that's actually, folks,
that's what maintenance is. Right?
What a great tip. Do that. Write that down, folks. That is a great one. You know, it is. It is about that. And he's 100% right. And when those types of lessons come around, you want to make sure that you learn those lessons and not repeat the same mistakes. You always want to keep doing those things. That's called insanity when you keep doing the same thing, expecting a different result, right?
That's right.
And so he's learning from that. I love that he used that word track, inspect what you expect. That is the key to pretty much everything in life. You could translate that to your family life. You could translate that to your personal life. You could translate that to business. There's so many things that if you incorporate inspecting what you expect, it will change things. You know, people a lot of times think and assume things are just going the way they should. And a lot of times when you go in and you double check, it's something, there's a kink in there somewhere and you need to fix it.
It gets frustrating, right?
It does get frustrating. And, you know, when you inspect it, you find those things and you'll be able to correct it sooner than later and before
it's
becomes.
Like, it's like listening to phone calls at a dealership, you know?
Yep. Yep.
Oh my God. Yep. They're more funny. You know, like I used to get frustrated with them. Now I listen to them and I just kind of laugh because it's like, listen, why get frustrated? Because, you know, don't get me wrong.
That's why we're listening to this.
That's why we listen to them. You know, I actually had a conversation with a salesperson the other day, and it was kind of a heated conversation a little bit. And I actually had to apologize because I did kind of get loud and I kind of got mad because they were like, they told me we shouldn't have our phone calls recorded. So I looked at him like, excuse you? He was like, well, it actually makes us worse. I was like, oh, wow. So then I had to get worse. Right. I was like, first of all, you never answer the phone. Right. So I was like, you never answer the phone, you know? So I kind of went on and I said, listen, the reason why that you're not getting any better at things, cause you're not even trying. You're trying to do it your way and you're understanding that your way doesn't work. That's why you don't want to answer the phone to be recorded. You need to do it our way. There's a certain reason why we teach you certain word tracks and certain scripts to speak to these people when there's an incoming phone call. So being recorded, you should be excited. I said, dude, if it was me, I'd be the baddest man on the phone. Because guess what? If I'm the baddest man on the phone, means I'm going to get the most leads, means I'm going to get the most phone calls, means I'm going to get more people to come in. I'm going to sell more cars. So why would you tell me that? I really got so upset. I was like, so I'm telling you that you need to answer my phones and you don't want to answer my phone. So why are you working here? That's basically how I got to that point. You know, I was like,
and that is the biggest profit leak at most dealerships right now, is the phones.
Mm-hmm. It's huge. You know, and here's the thing. And I think it's kind of a cross problem. And it's not a big deal. I think that it could be worked out, but you know, we got to find I think the solution for this would be great, and I'm sure there is. It's just training, and it's like you said, you got to inspect as a manager what you expect every single day. But like salespeople, at our store, me and Lou's stores, we have two different stores, but we're the same group. We train our guys to be good phone guys. I think above all, before they're even good salespeople on the floor, they're great on the phones. So we phone ninja them, we call commando them, we do everything. We got scripts, we got it all. We grade them, we record them, we do it all, right? And we do that because we know how important phones are and how important it is to do all that type of stuff. Now, there's dealerships that have the BDCs. We don't have one. Our guys are the BDCs. They call all the leads. They do everything. We train them. We do it all, right? And we have an accountability program, the whole nine. So that is what we do. A lot of dealerships, they have BDCs out there. And I'm not an advocate saying you don't need a BDC. BDCs are great. They're wonderful. BDCs are strong, especially when you have a real good BDC. But what happens a lot of times is the salespeople at those stores tend to get horrible on the phones because they're not used to being on the phones. They already have people who set the appointments for them. So the only thing they do is they overqualify on the phone, which you should never do. They talk too much about things. They're giving way too much information. They're not getting to the point of what's the most important thing about a phone call, setting the appointment, a confirmed appointment, right? You want to get that appointment confirmed, get them in here. That's all we're trying to do. Because the thing is, you could do, and don't get me wrong, in today's world, digital, we're doing all this stuff. But in the real life situation, the easiest way to sell a car is when they're right in front of you, period.
And that's what I love about iPreCheck, which we'll get into here in a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Definitely, man. So, you know, he's talking about a lot of this great stuff. So when we talk about things that we need to work on or things that you struggled with and you found ways to overcome, let's talk about what your greatest reward is. You know, this will be our fifth question. Then we'll get into iPreChecks. I really want to talk about that for a little bit, get some fresh news out. We haven't done fresh news in a while. So let's talk about what your greatest reward has been, my friend. What, since you've been in this business or in life, what has been one of the greatest rewards from doing everything and all the hard work that you do?
Well, I do like sports cars, but you know,
Hey, I know what you're talking about. You do like sports cars. I've seen some pictures, man. So yeah, they're definitely, that's a great reward, but yeah.
I think the biggest reward for me is just like you know, is it, hey man, I left the family business and went out on my own and showed everybody and I'm made it and I'm still making it. And I am maximizing my God-given ability. I'm working every day to maximize. You know, I would have had a million regrets if I had not done this, not doing what I'm doing now. You know, I mean, because you know, my father was a legend back in the day, still is a legend in the car business. You know, he's rode the waves of Credit Insurance, Gap. I mean, he did some just awesome things. I mean, Jim Ziegler still has a Corvette with a liquor bottle on his desk that my father gave him back in the 80s, the Alpha Dog. And it's unopened, he tells me.
That's so cool.
I think it's some Kentucky bourbon.
I promise you. That's the best stuff in the world. I'm telling you. You know we got that bourbon quality. Man. It ain't bourbon unless it's from Kentucky.
But going out and doing it and not getting a handout and just going out and, you know, there was some rough months there, you know, and I didn't crawl back when things got tough, you know, and my back was against the wall. I just focused on what I control. And that was my attitude, my effort, you know, my work ethic, you know, being grateful, energy, passion, you know, and doing the extra work, you know. I mean, this is an 8-day a week business, you know.
366 days a year.
But you know what's amazing is if I got one thing out of the Cardone training, you know, you can do anything with this piece of technology right here.
This is a blessing that we have here, folks. This is the best tool that any salesman can have right there. Yep. And any buyer,
everything.
Any purchaser, any client, that's their best tool too. So understand and recognize that bullshitting people, lying to them, trying to get them to think something is the complete opposite. Guess what they have in their hand? They have a computer that they can look up all the stuff that you just said and make sure you're telling them the truth. So make sure that you always do. Integrity is a big deal. And
huge.
And so it's even a more big deal now because accountability is so much easier for people. It's so much easier for people to do research on you as a person. Because if you have any social media, we could look you up. We could find out what you do. who you are, what you're about. If you do business, we could figure out what your business is about and what's going on. If you're if you have a product, I could look up reviews really quick and see what people are saying about your product, right? So make sure that you do that. Now, speaking of that, you know, those things are all important, you know, reviews, getting all that stuff done. That's why the Nextcell app is an amazing app. You know, you mentioned that earlier. And Nextcell, not only does it help you do follow-up, help you engage with your customers and all that type of stuff, but it also helps you get those reviews that you need.
That's right.
And those reviews are huge. Reviews, because here's the thing. If you don't have enough reviews and somebody throws a bad one on there, it looks really bad. One out of like four is bad. Those people are going to be like, I don't know. That's why you got to have as many reviews. So always ask for the review as a salesperson, as a anything. When you finish any type of presentation to somebody, ask for a review. Even if you don't sell them, hey, would you mind reviewing? If you telling me you loved everything I did, could you put a nice review out for me? And the Nextcell app makes it simple as sending them a message, and they can go straight to your link. So I love the Nextcell app. It's great. Blake, let's get into this.
Yeah,
you know,
let's celebrate that we just had a five liner with our friend Blake. Thank you so much. Everything that you said was fantastic. It is right in line.
He brought the power.
He brought the good brew.
That's what I'm saying.
He brought the good brew because he's a good bean.
Inspiration all day.
Solutions, and we're excited about that. Thank you so much.